With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. A special election will be held in Allegan County to fill the vacancy created in the State House when Representative Cindy Gamrat was expelled from office. There are 8 Republicans, including Gamrat, on the ballot for Tuesday's special primary in the 80th State House District a week from today. They have all been invited for interviews on WMUK this week. Kevin Travis is one of those who's seeking the Republican nomination. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Gordon. Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be back on Western's campus.
Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're running for state representative in the 80th District.
Well, I'm a 2004 graduate of Western Michigan University. I got my degree in education. I've been an Allegan County resident for the past 10 years, and I worked at Perrigo mostly as a continuous improvement engineer. Got my law degree in 2013 from Western Michigan University Cooley Law School. And I saw it was an opportunity, this election anyway, for me to interject both my continuous improvement skills and my legal training into as a representative, and also to be a voice for moderates that are living in the county and who want to be part of the political system. Kind of moderates are beat up. We're socially liberal. Basically, it's we don't care what you do with your personal life. Just don't expect us to pay for it. I mean, that's kind of the gist of it.
Well, give us some maybe quick examples of what a moderate Republican would like to see out of state government, just one from Allegan County.
Sure. I would say an advocate for legalization of marijuana, both to generate revenue and taxes and to create jobs. And there's a lot of opportunities that we can use with that tax money to support people that need mental health access and also job training, get them out of the penitentiary system.
Before the scandal broke, do you think that Cindy Gamrat was representing accurately the views of the 80th State House District?
Absolutely not. I think she was representing a very small fringe of voters, of primary voters, essentially. Unfortunately, there's so much voter apathy out there that that's why we have anomalies like Ms. Gamrat that are able to get elected, because it's basically, when you come down to the general election, someone will see an R next to somebody's name, at least in that district, and then they'll vote for them. And unfortunately, Ms. Gamrat, she survived the primary process with, the Tea Party vote. So, and that's why we ended up with her.
So what sort of road funding package could you support if you are elected to the State House and representing the 80th District in Lansing?
I would say one that doesn't raise any taxes, and one that focuses more on smart growth. We have a lot of infrastructure that we've built, and basically the problem is that we've had so much population loss in this state in the past decade that we now have a tax base that can't support that infrastructure anymore. And so the focus really needs to be back on how are we going to promote jobs back in this state, and how are we going to get population back in this state in order to raise that tax base in order to support the infrastructure that we've built.
You say no taxes. So where are you willing to take money from, and how much money do you think they should take if they're going to fix and repair the roads? Because, I mean, the governor and others are talking about $1 billion. That's a lot of money to find in the state budget.
It is, and there's a lot of waste. And I know, at least in my own backyard, there's a several hundred thousand dollar road project that they basically, what they did is they, I live in the middle of nowhere, by the way, on a dirt road with dirt road intersections. And what they did over the summer is they cut down the hills and about 10 feet, took out all the trees, and then they paved a quarter mile section of the intersection of the road. And basically, if you can imagine this, you're driving along a paved road, then you're driving on a dirt road, and then you're on a quarter mile paved road, and then you're back on dirt. So those kinds of wasteful projects, ways to trim the fat. I mean, there's crazy things like that in the budget that can be trimmed out, and we can put the money, basically spend the money where it's needed. So if there's a commercial road that needs to be fixed because it's supporting commerce and job growth, then those are the kind of projects that need to be done right away.
Are you saying that the state really doesn't need $1 billion for roads? I mean, if some of it's being spent on things like that, does that mean that that the price tag would go down, in your opinion?
I would think so. I mean, there's a lot of rural roads out there that, you know, we're throwing money at that we don't necessarily need to. I mean, as much as I would like driving on a paved road, I mean, that's like having a gold-plated toilet, right? You know, it'd be cool, but not, it's not really a necessary thing at this point, especially, you know, I kind of live my budget the way I budget my own personal property in my home is kind of the Dave Ramsey approach. And if you don't have the money to pay for something, you just go, you don't go out and buy it. So it's one of those things where you gotta put the dollars where they're needed.
Do you think that there are enough, as you say, moderate Republicans in the 80th State House District that share your views that it's going to be enough to carry you to victory on Tuesday, a week from today?
I know they're out there. I just know that they feel so beat down that they don't want to be part of the process anymore because they're not the type that gets in your face and chants the Tea Party rhetoric. But they're out there, and it's just a matter of waking them up and letting them know that I exist. And if they want to get out of bed that morning and come vote for me, that's what I'm looking for.
We have about 30 seconds left. There's been a lot of talk about what happens if Representative Gamrat or former Representative Gamrat and or former Representative Corser over in the Lapeer area were to be elected, would they be seated? If you are elected to this state house district and Todd Corser wins the election for that district in Lapeer, would you vote to seat him in the state house?
No, that'd be a complete waste of time, considering that they would just eject him shortly thereafter anyway. It seems like it'd just be a colossal waste of money.
All right. Kevin Travis, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Kevin Travis is seeking the Republican nomination in the 80th State House District. The special primary will be held a week from today on Tuesday for the seat which was vacated when Cindy Gamrat was expelled from the State House. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.